Bros, Bruce. Monday Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Got your bros on a Monday.
Monday Cruise. I'm cruising for a bruising for
Why
you.
Why you got to lose?
Touch me.
Monday Cruise. Put your part into me until I cast all over the place.
Bumping and grinding to Bros Brews Monday Cruise.
Welcome to Bros Brews Monday Cruise, or as we're calling it this month, Bros Brews Mumbai Cruise. As in, Mum, buy us some brews, please. Ha! Yeah. It's our third episode today. I've got three gentlemen in the room with me. I've got, first up, we've got Sam Blissett.
Hey, how's it going?
Yep, that's who that is. We've got Andy Weston across from me.
Hey, how's it going?
And, you know, we've got our intern is here again. Our intern is here again. He can introduce himself, but we're probably not going to hear too much.
Hey, it's me.
No.
I'm just doing the same thing.
What's your name?
My name is Drew Hancock.
Oh, that's funny.
that's kind of funny. We've got a hell of an episode here today. We're going to do some spitballing. We've got our BBMC pitch meeting. Sam's going to address all of the feedback we've been getting, and it's a lot of feedback, you know, too much, to be honest. But we'll see how that goes. We're going to have our drinks break. We've got a very famous musician here for an interview. But after that, we're just going to end the episode. So we've got some advertisements, and then we're going to have a bit of a spitball.
Right on.
Yay!
And this episode of Bros Brews Monday Cruise is brought to you by
Scarf Ace.
My brain just froze. Yeah.
What does Scarf Ace sell?
Oh, it's Scarf Ace! Oh, wow!
Say hello to my little friend. A brand new pashmina from Scarf Ace.
Scarf Ace. In America, first you get the cotton, then you get the scarf template, then you get the power.
Scarfers!
20% off until stocks last.
Hey Cheryl, is that special still on?
I don't know. Are the stocks lasting?
I don't know, I don't work there. You do.
Oh, shit, sorry. Let me check the computer. Oh, yes, we do have that one still on special. $49.95.
Oh, that's pretty good. I might come down after I go to the supermarket.
There's no time. You've got to buy the scarf now.
Scarves are fabric that are longer one way than the other. Much longer.
How much longer? You decide. Come in with your scarf design and we will make it custom fit to your needs.
Custom fit around your huge neck.
We accept any neck size.
Got such a big dick that you haven't been able to find an appropriate scarf? Come to Scarf Ace. Our dicks are the biggest.
Also can be used for autoerotic asphyxiation. Do you want to die like the lead singer of NXS?
Scarface is not held liable for any deaths caused by auto-asphyxiation using our scarves.
Scarface!
Ace is high! And so is Diego, who works at the store.
You wanna buy a scarf, Holmes?
Scarface! Oh hey, what a great ad. Well, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I just want to gab. I just want to talk about stuff. I just want to spitball. I mean, I'm just spitballing here, but sometimes I just got to spitball. Just, you know, just right up there and loogie right on out into the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So, God, I don't know if anybody's got anything that they want to get out. Or there's something they've been bugging them. Or
guys,
Andy.
I got something I need to talk about. It's Andy here. You know Mrs. Claus?
Yeah.
Mm. Do you guys think it's weird that she like has old lady hair and an old lady face, but like a slamming hot body?
It is super weird. What? Oh man.
What depiction is this? Yeah, I always see like an old lady.
She's quite got, portly.
Portly.
She's always
yeah.
got like old lady face, old lady hair, and then like the skimpy Santa bikini on.
Do you mean the Mrs. Claus you see in like...
Are you looking like, at Rule 34 Mrs. Claus?
Yeah. Santa's wife.
The Mrs. Claus you see standing outside the XXX shops.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you guys are clearly not like. Up on the lore. That's exactly what Mrs. Claus has looked like in, as far as canon's concerned.
Fanfics on Santa.
I'm just spitballing here. She's,
yeah, okay.
Nice.
Well, I mean, you know, that's been bugging you. I mean, I mean, what's with that band Counting Crows? Shouldn't they be done by now? I mean, they should change their name to There Are 13 Crows. I mean, I'm just spitballing here.
Tops.
Hey guys, it's Drew here. This has been bugging me for quite a while. I just can't for the life of me figure out why people pay for flowers. Why are florists a thing? You go, you just walk around. Like my neighbor's got a bunch. You need some flowers for your old lady or for your mum, just go and just take them.
Why? Take a handful.
They exist everywhere. Come to think of it, why do we pay for anything? Everything just exists out there. Just take what you want. Oh no, I'm just spitballing here.
That's a good, oh man. I mean, yeah, everything belongs to everybody. I mean,
seize the means
even
of
here
production.
In Mumbai.
Yeah, even in Mumbai, we're quite a liberal society here.
Yeah, it's strange the whole Mumbai location was quite a coincidence with the name of the episode. But I don't know, I'm just spitballing here. I mean, any of you guys ever need to use the toilet? And the line is so long? I mean, they should make the line the toilet, and then by the time you get to the toilet, you're done already. I don't know, I'm just spitballing here.
I've heard of doing lines in the toilet, but this is ridiculous.
I don't know about you guys, but I reckon the best television show of all time is American Gladiator.
Nope.
Nah, disagree.
Incorrect.
Okay, well, I tried.
All right, I think we did all right. It was a pretty good spitball. I could hock up a bigger one, but we're going to have a quick break, and then we're going to come back with our Bros Brews Business Cruise business pitches.
Bitches.
Bitches love pitches.
Welcome back to Bros Brews Monday Cruise. We've got the BBMC pitch meeting coming up for you, the Business Bros Monthly Conference. Now, last month, our intern Drew did a job of selecting the various pitches. I'm not going to go so far as to say he did a good job, but it was just enough to get him across the line, and he's going to do the same thing for us today. He's going to defer to us. We're all going to pitch something, and we're going to see how we go. We might pick one at the end of that.
Cool. Right off the bat, I think we're just going to try something radical. We're just going to go around in a circle because it's too much pressure actually picking you. I don't want to hurt anyone, so just randomly, Andy.
The dynamics of this internship are very shoddy. but that doesn't matter because I've got an idea that's going to blow all your minds. And I think this idea is especially going to appeal to Sam.
He just pointed at me, just for the crowd.
Sam,
the audience.
So we all know how much you like prostitutes, right?
Damn straight!
And the main problems with prostitutes, as you already know, are they try and stab you. And sometimes they're not very good at sex. Would you agree with this?
Well, I mean, maybe everything.
Not anymore! Because now I'm pitching a product and it's called Uber Fucks. It combines the reliable rating system for Uber with the door-to-door delivery service of Uber Eats, but it's for paid sex. So you go onto the app, you choose your brothel, you choose a prostitute in your price range, you check her rating, and then you order up.
Cool. Are there photos?
Yeah, of course there's photos. And the best thing is that you get a message 5 minutes before your Uber Fucks turns up, and it says, your Uber Fucks is almost here. Make sure your genitals are washed.
Well, that's just common decency.
Nice.
It sounds like a very good idea. I mean, I'm going to get the most glaring question out of the way. In most places, it's illegal.
So is Uber in Victoria.
True. That's a good point.
Do they just
they cancel each other out?
Yeah. Or some vague. They never actually tell you what.
I think Uber Fucks will initially just be rolled out in countries where prostitution is legal.
Yeah.
But in the future, there's going to be a lot of illegal apps.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I suppose that they could just do it. It could just be a dating app, ostensibly, to the populace.
Well, I mean, James and Drew aren't really the target market for this product, so let's talk to Sam about how he feels about it.
Okay, well, it would definitely improve my situation as it is. I don't like to, like, go around. At the moment, I'm still doing it, like, street styles, you know. I'm walking around.
Mm.
So if they can come... They come straight to me.
They come straight to you.
Is there any...
And all their cars have to be Uber certified. So you know they probably won't crash on the way.
They'll get there safely. Okay.
So Uber certify the cars. Are there any other of the instruments of the person that gets certified?
Like the tuba.
I know what you're going for with this, James, and I'm not going to stoop to your level.
Okay.
The girls are given a rating out of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4.5, 5.
Is 4 the only one that gets a half?
It is.
Okay.
Sometimes something's good, but it's not perfect. And that's my idea. Uber fucks.
That's very good. I think it's a top idea, but, you know, we've got to hear from everybody today. So if we move along to...
Yeah, next round the circle, gun it, Mr. Sammy B.
It's me, Sammy B. Rightio. So, everyone knows that I like food that's convenient. I love food that's on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can eat it wherever I want. I can eat it while I'm at the game. I can eat it while I'm just stepping into the shower. And I can eat it while I'm walking around. But there's only like 2 foods on a stick. And it's hot dogs and lollipops. That's all I know. And that's all I eat. But I want to expand my horizons. So, what's the best way to get other food portable? Because I don't want to waste time going home, sitting down, having a meal. I just spent 30 minutes going home. I could have eaten 3 meals in that time. The Mealy Wheelie. This is a device not unlike a walking assistant for the disabled. You push it around, but it's got a big table on it. It's got a little drink holder. It's got a plate grips. And it's got a knife and fork department or compartment. And you put your food on it. You just walk down the street. You can eat while you go. Save so much time a day. Probably like half an hour every day. If each meal takes 10 minutes, which it might, then that's 30 minutes. You do the math. And that's my idea.
Can I just... I got one question.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a wheelie thing that you have to push, mm-hmm. and you're eating with a knife and fork, how can you walk and eat at the same time?
That is a great question, Drew. Now, there's 2 options. For the lower economical market, we've got one.
Just say that... Povos. That's fine. You can say Povos.
Okay, we can say that here.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if they listened or not.
They haven't reclaimed the word yet, so okay. It's okay.
Great. So, if you're of that target demographic, they've got pads on the machine, and you just bump it with your knees. And you can also, you know, for like softer skinned people,
I was hoping,
which I think is a category of people, there's also like knee pads, so you double padded. You're just walking around, you're bumping it with your knees, and then you're cutting your steak while you go. And for the next model up, what happens? I don't know what that indicated.
I know, it's going to like go around your waist and like, or something. Oh. Or like a shoulder strap.
Well, the waist idea is pretty good. But what I've got is, it's slightly more expensive. It's probably 3 or 4 times the price, maybe more. But it's better because you basically stand onto something and you pedal. And it's basically like a Segway, but you're pedaling.
Yeah, but you
and to, maybe that's the middle model. Maybe the top model.
You don't
have to pedal. Yeah. You're just standing on
it's
something.
It's like a Segway.
But Sam, what is America's next top model?
That would be the Segway model, where you're just standing on a platform and it's moving for you.
How do you steer again? If you
when you pitched this idea, I thought you were just going to put different foods on sticks.
I thought as well. We can put it on a stick for you.
Clearly, you need to work on your pitching skills because everyone thought that was your idea.
Yeah. Put food on sticks.
Well, that is how I came to this conclusion, and I thought long and hard about that. Impossible. You put a burger on a stick, it just slides down. Hot dogs don't slide down because they're grippy.
You built the burger around.
You thought long and hard about it, and you decided that mobility walkers for food is a better idea than putting other foods on sticks.
It just can't be done. Look, I've had the guys at the lab run some numbers. Beep, boop, 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 boop. That's what that sounds like. And it sounded bad. It was, the profits were taking a nosedive before my eyes. I said, we've got to do something better than this.
Well, I mean, I think the idea actually sounds super practical. And I mean, I know you said there's a knife and fork department, but what if you got some super ice cream?
Super ice cream?
Yeah.
It's better than normal
ice cream, I should say, not super ice cream.
Well, there's a third compartment just for a spoon. And just one spoon. Also, each compartment only fits one of each utensil because you can't have two people eating from this thing. That's ridiculous.
And obviously you don't need plates because you've got two hands.
Yeah.
Before you got to the there's a plate and a knife, I thought it was like you walk and you push this wheelie frame and there's some kind of device with like, and it feeds you, like there's robot arms. That's where I thought you were going. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Drew. Okay. That, come on. You know, that's
fine.
That's a big boy idea. All right. So I think the idea is terrific, but you know what? I think I've got an idea that's going to blow it away. We've heard Sam's ideas to save a little bit of time, and that's my idea too. We need more time. We're all too busy. You know, what's the biggest killer today? It's not cancer. It's not heart disease.
It's diabetes.
It's old man. It's old man winter. It's old man time. Too much time. Who's got enough of it? You're busy. I'm busy. Forget about it. Too busy. I mean, who has time to do anything on the morrow? I mean, everybody on the BBMC forums doesn't have time to listen to our podcast. Yeah. They're saying, I love the first 10 minutes, don't have time to listen to the rest. Nobody wants to buy anything from us. What can we do? Add hours to the day? I don't want my circadian rhythms. Goodbye, oceanic fisherman. Forget it. It's microseconds.
Yeah.
We need to take activities that we do frequently and shave those microseconds. We need to take time off each of the frequent activities. You just got to take it off, and then it'll add up to bonus time. I mean, so what's my idea? You guys want to know what my idea for that is? Well, it's coming up after, you know, I finish this shaving metaphor.
Yeah.
You got to get those microseconds nice and moist before you take that razor to those microseconds like a sickle. I mean, you've got to... God, you just got to say, good night, microseconds, you know. You're not wanted here. So just get rid of them. We need the time. Anyway, so my idea is a button on your phone that says LOL.
What a fit. Wow.
So you don't have to type out LOL.
That is incredible.
So I'm not sure about you guys. Personally, I'm constantly typing LOL. It's my reaction to everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, with my insider knowledge of how people interact on their phones, I understand that everybody else is constantly typing LOL. And I challenge the three of you to tell me any different, to be honest.
Yeah, it sounds pretty accurate.
Most of, probably 50% of my messages are
LOL. K, LOL.
Mm.
One of those two.
Can we get a button for K as well? Is that in the budget?
Absolutely not, no. Just LOL.
Okay.
Here to trim it down. And yes, it is a physical button if anybody wanted to know.
Okay.
Just pops out the side.
It's not on the touchscreen. It's an actual button.
No, it's not on the touchscreen. It's not on actually any phones. You've got to add it to any phone you have.
Oh.
Plugs in your USB port.
Is it lightning compatible?
It is compatible with various other, you know, cables.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Can we use it?
But not lightning.
Can we use it in situations other than textual messaging?
You can if you want it to, you just want the tactile response in your fingers of pressing a button, but you won't actually type anything. No, no, no. Okay. You'll only type it in a text message, SMS, short message service.
Okay, so if I'm talking to Drew in real time and he says something hilarious, but we've got to catch that train.
Yeah, you just press LOL.
Can't I just push the button and he'll know or no?
Oh, this is a phone call?
No. We're talking on the street. We're
next to each other.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm like, oh man, oh, funniest thing happened, and then a funny story, and then Sam's like,
oh yeah, I see what you're saying. No, you can press the button. He won't hear LOL, but it'll feel great because he's saving so much time.
Yeah.
And I can just remain emotionless.
And then the years go by and I'm just slowly like, man, Sam doesn't laugh at any of my jokes anymore. He doesn't even send me an LOL text message. No, but he would send the text message.
Only. Yeah. I only find you funny.
But I'd find that phony because I don't get the real LOL in life.
Exactly. It's phony funnies. Yeah.
And you've all used your LOL button so much over the years that it's tied to you, you know, when you, it's like a Pavlovian satisfaction that you get from just pressing the button. Yeah. Okay. So that's my idea. And I know, like we said, I mean, last week it was literally like saying the numbers 1, 2, and 3 and choosing one of us as the winner, but I guess you did do a good job last month, Drew. So if you want to pick the winner,
okay, we might. Well, this is a little unorthodox, but I actually, like, as good as all of your ideas were, I've been messing around with some wind farm technology.
No.
All right, fine.
Shut the fuck you
don't
up.
Don't get an idea. Well, you're the intern.
It's sustainable. It'll power the
No, don't want to hear it.
It's sustainable.
Okay, then I vote for the LOL button. Hands down.
Again.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Okay, do you have something going on between
you? We've got to take care of this intern Drew problem. So let's cut to some ads and we'll speak to you in a minute.
What? No!
Dead people don't need money, and neither do their families. Here at the BBMC Institute of Sound, we've invented a revolutionary new technology.
Ghost music. Let's dance! Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Let's dance to the songs that play on the radio.
Here at Ghost Music, we make the music spooky, so you know the artist is dead.
Music.
Boo! I'm a ghost. The ghost of Freddie Mercury. I'm in heaven. Yeah. It turns out it was okay to be gay. Get ready. A spooky little thing called love. Boo!
Ghost music. Music.
Well, she went dance with another ghost. When she saw me, she was scared.
Wait, doesn't Paul sing that song?
Whoa. Ghost music.
For more information, head to www.ghostmusic.jizz.
My grandma and your grandma
sitting by the fire.
My grandma said to your grandma,
I gotta set your house on fire.
Talk about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Aiko, aiko, ande. Talk about something, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about something, yeah.
And that's the theme song too.
Big Boys Mail Corner. You knew it was coming. I mean, anybody who's listened to the show has obviously sent something into us because we've been getting more feedback than we have been listeners so far. Everything's blowing up. Email, phone, forums. God, I cannot keep an eye on moderating the forums at the moment. Please, it's too much feedback. But we're going to address some of it here on the show today. First one we've got here is Mr. Sam Blissett. Can you go for us, mate?
I can. So as we all remember in the first episode, my phone number was given out. That was very inappropriate. Guys, I'm getting woken up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
4 in the morning?
No.
That never happens. No.
That's when everyone's asleep. And I can't stand it anymore. But I have had some questions that need to be answered regarding things we talked about on the first episode. Huge fan favorite, that episode. Such good production values. So, the message here goes like this. Hey, this is him starting. He starts with, hey, big listener of the BBMC. I don't know if animals eat spicy dye. Spicy dye is in quotation marks. With capital letters. However, I want to bring up the idea of actors playing the same role. Now, Andy, I think that was your idea. What about in cases like Curb Your Enthusiasm? Does Larry David act like Larry David in a world where he knows that Elaine Bennis is an actress, but she plays just her when she appears? But is she playing her? Please explain. Signed, Big Fan.
Thanks for your feedback, Big Fan. It's always nice to hear from a big fan. I didn't think it out.
I don't know if I fully understood the question.
I mean, I understood the question, and it's sound logic, but I didn't think out the idea initially. So my official answer is the guy who plays Greg is named Thomas Gibson, and he's on Criminal Minds, not SVU.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, that explains it for me. Does anybody else?
Yeah, I agree. That really sums it up. Easy. And that was our big fan, Will. So thank you, Will, for your text message. Will. But God, you've got to stop sending them in the middle of the night, please. Please.
No problem. Thanks. Andy, I believe you've got one coming up next.
Wow. I think BBMC must be a Marshall amplifier turned up very, very loud with a guitar face towards it because we're getting so much feedback. I'm just going to wait for the laughter to die down and then I'll do that.
Studio crowd, be quiet.
So I got an email and it says this. It says, "Hey, BBMC, I just wanted to say, long-time listener, really love your segment last time about how to be good at sex. I listened to Dr. Drew's advice, and I have to say my boyfriend seems to really enjoy how good at sex I am now." That's sincerely from Lando Banana Babando the Third.
I bet he's glad to be better at sex now because he has to roll out with that name when he's trying to pick them up.
Well, it's hard living in the shadow of your grandfather, Lando Banana Babando the First.
And we know how much of a player he was.
Yeah. So this one, you've been getting some text messages and stuff as well, but you've also been getting phone calls.
That's right, yeah.
You've ignored a lot of them, but they've left a few voicemails.
Yeah.
A lot of it was just hatred spewed at your direction and you deleted them, but we did have one interesting one here from a fellow, so we're just going to play that voicemail back right here.
"Hey, bros, I still wear Saturn boxer shorts. Is that weird? They just feel really, really good. Do you guys still wear Saturn boxers? If not, when did you stop? Your friend, Slippery Pete."
Well, I mean, does he mean Saturn boxes? I think that's we can establish that. Very good.
So, boxes from the planet Saturn.
Slippery Pete. I mean, did he get that nickname from how slippery he is in his underpants?
Yeah, because I think he meant Saturn, like the material, not...
Obviously he meant that. Maybe he's not the best at spelling and he's self-conscious about it.
Maybe he's... I don't know. But Slippery Pete's an individual.
I remember wearing satin boxers, and I remember them feeling pretty great. But the problem I had with them was high wedgie factor.
Yes.
Huge!
And it cut, wedgie. Like, it's quite sharp in the where it goes up.
I do remember that I wore them for far too long, and I didn't realise that they weren't cool to wear anymore.
Everyone else is done with it, yeah.
It wasn't the talk around the water cooler, and a girl that I was sleeping with actually told me that I should stop wearing satin boxer shorts.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah, I actually remember that happening. That was maybe like last year, right?
Yeah, it was last week. It's my girlfriend.
Your current girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then you get the tidy whities and you're like, this feels weird. But then you just get used to it.
I mean, I had some pretty cool satin boxer shorts that I'm pretty jealous of right now. I mean, if we're going to decide whether or not they're okay to wear, does anybody want to talk about the coolest pair they owned?
I think
everyone had like a Marvin the Martian.
I had some like Bart Simpson ones or something.
Probably Simpsons ones.
Tunes.
I had a little cartoon devil holding up the Australian flag, and it said Aussie Devil on it. So I mean, had a pretty big hole right in the crotch. Meant they were usable straight after I took off my pants.
And that was the Aussie Devil that you could see in the hole.
Yeah, there was an arrow pointing towards it.
Here's my Aussie Devil.
Just so that I want to know truthfully. Did you guys start having sex while you were still wearing satin boxers?
I usually took them off.
Is that the question? So what do you...
I'm going to say no.
I wasn't still wearing satin boxers, but I was wearing satin shirts at the time.
Ooh!
Well, I really hope that answers Slippery Pete's question.
Yeah, Slippery Pete, thank you for that voicemail.
I mean, if I want to give a succinct answer to his question... Leave me alone. So I know we've all had a go at moderating the forums. I'm the only super moderator on there at the moment, but I got a private message today, very late, just made it into the episode. It says, Dear BBMC, I don't know why you guys are always making fun of intern Drew. Drew is the funniest person on the podcast. I think you should let Drew do more things, or at least stop probably hurting his feelings. Just as it's from Mastodon Rocks 89.
Well, I appreciate that, Mastodon Rocks 89.
I think that is bullshit, and I think Drew wrote that dumb fucking email.
Get rid of that. I'm not even on the forums. What is
that? I mean, like, whether he wrote it or not, I think they're opinions bullshit.
Can we ban that member immediately?
Yeah, I can probably put a ban on that. IP ban that shit.
Damn.
I've got another email here. It says, hey, James and Sam, you guys are pretty tall. Are you taller than the cubicle wall height at your work? I was taking a huge shit the other day, and there was a guy next to me. When I stood up, I realized if I was any taller, he probably would have seen me. Does that ever happen to you guys?
Well, I mean, me and James make eye contact regularly.
Regularly.
In the cubicles. But that's because we're in the same one. No, we are not taller.
So you're not taller than the cubicle wall height? But seriously, like, when you take a shit at work, are you taller than the cubicle wall height?
I am.
I'm not. I do think that would be very strange. Yeah.
Or if they were really short.
I mean, yeah. I'm not usually, but when I stand up on the toilet, I can see everything.
When I put a mirror under the door, I can see everything.
That's got nothing to do with height.
That wasn't the question either. Thank you to that person who sent that lovely email in regarding toilet stalls.
I think we do have actually one.
Oh, that email was from Andy Weston.
Andy Weston.
You emailed our feedback line.
Thank you.
You could have just asked them the question directly.
You could have asked it offline, but
I was curious.
No problem, mate. Yeah, I look at dicks all the time. We've got one last letter from Sam. To Sam, I should say.
Well, it's to all of us, I think. But I'm just going to read it here. It's coming on a fax. So you might be able to hear my fax. What? It didn't just... It's not... Those are faxes coming in the background. This one came in prior to the show.
We're getting too many faxes! Someone turn the fax machine off!
Oh no, the backup fax machine just started up.
Ooga ooga, ooga, ooga ooga, ooga.
I'm a fax machine repairman, and those machines definitely shouldn't be making those noises.
You just decided to wander on in, did you, sir?
Yeah, well, I was walking past, I heard
that. Melbourne was settled in 1854. I'm a fax machine.
Anyway, okay. So is that fax finished coming in?
Yes, it finished coming in several days ago. Thank you. So this fax here just says, Dear BBMC, Sammy B, why are you so cool and so handsome? And there's no sign off. Yeah, but that's what on the fax.
I mean, there's a signature on the back that says Sam's mum.
Oh, well... You can't sign the back of a fax, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm pretty sure you can double sign a fax.
Well, maybe a new second edition fax can. But
yeah. Well, I'm a fax machine repairman, and I know for a fact that they can.
Fax machine repairman, why is my fax doing this?
Stop revving the engine of your car.
Oh, that made it, that fixed it. Thanks.
That's good. Thank you, Fix.
Hey, Sam.
Yep.
Did you make up that email?
Nope. Well, you can see it right here. Holding my fax.
Oh, it's a fax. Sorry.
It's a fax.
Oh, it came out of the fax.
Sounds like a fax to me.
Well, and that was a fair fax.
And that's that's real. So, I mean...
End of the mail.
Don't message me in the middle of the night, but if you want to message me something like that...
I mean, hopefully... You guys are a bit more succinct and more clear in your issues or your praise of the show next time, but you can still contact us here at BBMC. We've got some contact details for you. You can get us at thebbmcofficial@gmail.com. That's how you would expect it to be spelled. If you spell it a different way, you deserve for the email not to get to us. or if you just want to give us a call, you can call us on, 0429...
833956.
No. Okay. I said not to give
end
my
of
number.
Segment. Good night.
From the studio that brought you Automobiles Come to Life,
Toy Tales,
Little Fish Goes Home,
The Iron Track,
A Family Adopts a Mouse for Some Reason,
Monsters Limited,
Rodent Kitchen,
Skrek, The Tale of an Ogre,
A Brug's Life,
White Aladdin,
Down,
This Summer, Owen Wilson in Wasp Movie.
Oh, wow, look over there. There's a car. Oh, man, shall I sting this lady? Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't know yet.
If you like B-movie, you'll love Wasp Movie.
Sometimes I just fly away. Sometimes I hover. You got some food there? I'm gonna eat it. No, I'm not. I'm just gonna sting you.
Man, this wasp is a real dick. They all are.
I'm a weak man, but I'm your best friend. Some people call me Waspy. That's gonna be awkward.
I'll help you, if my name isn't Wally the Wasp.
But then, drama.
Oh, Waspy, it's my life's dream to be able to sting. Hopefully I don't ever have to sting you for a really contrived reason.
And then, more drama.
Oh, look, there's a wasp on that window shoe. I'm gonna swat at it.
TMZ said, too much drama.
Pixar said, I'm glad we sidestepped this one.
Rolling Stones gave this film a B rating, which was very confusing.
My name's Owen Wilson. I really want you to come to my new movie, Wasp Movie. Please, I really need the dough. Ben Stiller won't return my phone calls.
My name's also Owen Wilson. And I say, oh, hey.
Hey, I'm Owen Wilson, too. Hey, guys, I'm a wasp.
Wow.
And welcome back. You know what time it is. It's time for Sammy B's Band Bonanza.
Bonanza!
That's right, everyone's excited. And you should be, because today we have possibly what will be our biggest guest interviewee of all time. It's from the legendary metal band Metallica. James Hetfield.
Holy shit! Oh my god!
Oh, as an intern, on, this is new knowledge, and I'm fucking psyched, man.
The James Hetfield.
Are you fucking with me?
And I am not fucking with you. Look to your right, gentlemen. Whoa! And gentlemen, because there he is.
Oh, he was here the whole time.
He was under a black cloak of mystery, and now it's been unveiled. James, so good to have you here.
Speaking of James, where's our James? Where's James Hitch?
Well, I believe he walked out just a moment ago. And I quote, saying, Megadeth rules, Metallica drools. So,
yeah, I don't think he's coming back until after James Hetfield leaves, unfortunately. But we'll push on through the interview. We haven't got a lot of time, so we'll just do that. That's
yeah.
fine.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Hetfield, for you to hear that, but I'm sure you hear that sort of thing all the
That's
time.
Okay, gentlemen. I mean, let's do the interview, man. I don't care who this James. Forget about it. Good to see you, fellas.
Hey, oh man, big fan. Really nice to meet you, man.
Hey, you like the band?
Yeah.
Oh man.
We all grew up listening to you, Mr. Hetfield. And I believe you've come on the show today with some pretty big news. Is this a new Metallica release?
Yeah,
come
what's going on.
I have some.
Yes, Kill 'Em All Part 2.
as much as I'd love that to be the case, I mean, no, Metallica just put it out a new record, man. Hardwired to Self-Destruct. You can get that on all your streaming services right now.
Oh, cool.
Including
is it on Ghost Music? Oh, no one's dead yet. Okay.
Cliff Burton.
I don't know why you brought that up to me right now. It's a
ghost bass.
Made this quite difficult for me, but no, man, I'm doing my new.
Way to be a dick, Drew.
I'm so sorry.
God damn it, intern.
I mean, I just forgotten about Cliff Burton, man, and I just was able to be a normal person again, but thanks. Anyway, but let's talk about my new record.
You've got a new record. So
I've got
Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
Hardwired to Self-Destruct is it's a good record. I don't want to walk away from it. I mean, I'm releasing a solo thing, man. I mean, wow. I've been doing music my whole life, and Metallica, I mean, they're my family, but it's just a part of it, man. I'm doing a solo record.
I get it, man. Sometimes you just get the call of Cthulhu and you have to do what you have to do.
I get the call, man. I mean, you just gotta
ride that lightning to where it takes you, the lightning of inspiration. Yeah.
Just ride that lightning off to Never Neverland, man. Yeah.
You gotta be the master of your own destiny.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna say puppets.
Wouldn't have made sense. Okay, well, that's fantastic. So, what's your new album gonna be if it's not the Metallica we all know and love?
Yeah, I mean, Metallica is my family, man. I don't want to dissuade you from listening to Metallica, you know. But this is just me. I mean, Metallica's been my mask, you know. It's been my cover. It's been my shelter, you know. But I have to do something that's just for me, you know. Nobody could be angry about that, you know.
Nice.
I've got to do something. It's just personal, you know. People have solo careers.
I personally don't feel any sane anger for that.
Absolutely not, man. I mean, I've got this darkness imprisoning me, and that's just, you know, it's this thing. It's just for me, you know. Who could have a problem with that? I mean,
that's a pretty loaded question.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I've got to do this record of folk. Folk music is what I grew up on. I mean, when I was in high school, Van Halen's and the Black Sabbath, they were doing the shit for me, but, like, folk music is where my heart is, man. American folk revival music, and I got this album cover coming out. It's, you know, it's some covers, it's some originals, just all in the style of that American folk revival.
Okay, so you're putting together a new band for this, or like maybe you're taking some of the Metallica family members? Yeah. You'll probably have you know, Lars and the Skins. And
yeah, this is completely new. It's all for me, man. It's just personal. I mean, like I said, Metallica, they're my brothers, they're my family, but this is just a solo record. I mean, my buddy Robert, he plays the bass, he's going to play the upright bass for me. I've got a guy who plays guitar, he's probably going to join me on the left side.
It's not Kirk?
His name's Kirk Hammett. I mean, Kirk Hammett, he plays guitar, he plays it pretty well, he's going to join me on guitar, and we'll do our three-part harmonies.
Is... Lars gonna play like the washboard?
So just a sort of,
I mean, yeah. I mean, Lars is my brother, man. But he, you know, it's just not music that you play drums with. You know, there's nothing he can do here. I mean, Lars is terrific. He's great at arranging the tunes. But you know, he's just. There's no drums in what I'm talking about, man. I really wish there was. I tried for there to be a place for him, but there's just nothing here.
Plenty of folk bands have drummers, though. They might play the old box.
I mean, some of the folk musicians play music with drums. They don't speak to me. That's not my personal thing, man. Surprising. I just got to get it. I mean, like, at the most, I could quench my thirst with tambourine. Like, you know, but there's no drums in what I'm doing here.
Who would you get on that tambourine?
Probably just do it myself, man.
Wow. James, are you and Lars cool, man?
Are we cool, man? I mean, Lars is my brother, man. He's my family, dude. He's in my heart. These songs, they don't have any drums. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah, but did you not realize that you've enlisted the rest of Metallica except for Lars?
He'll be fine.
I mean, that's a coincidence, man.
You could have got literally any other bassist, any other guitarist to play with you.
I just know them. They hire themselves out. They're session musicians, man. I just hired them. I used a website, Metallica.com, and, like, Lars is my best, he's my best friend.
I don't know, man. It seems a little bit fishy.
Yeah, it seems a little
bit behind his back. You guys, just, I don't know if he can hear us right now. But let's just drop this one, okay?
Well, unless he downloads this podcast off Napster, I don't think he will be hearing it.
Hey, that is a topical reference.
Hey, I'd like to just do a little aside here and say you can download our podcast on Napster, napster.biz.
Fortune, fame, mirror beam,
gone insane,
but the memory remains.
That's a great song.
And so, that's how that one goes.
But your new music is not going to be anything like that. You're saying it's completely different. I'm getting having a hard time imagining it. Maybe you can give us a taste of what it's going to sound like.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, let's do a song.
Yeah. Do you guys want to hear a song?
Yeah. Can we do it live in the studio?
That'd be great. You've got your guitar with you, so you
got the old git box, man. Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Okay, so you've got your guitar already there, James. You ready to belt one out for us?
Anytime, brother.
Take it away.
Ooh, yeah! Lightning streaming down the street, thunder is my boat. I shoot a lightning arrow, I shoot it from my throat. Fuck this. Oh, when I was younger, I'd ride them all, but now I'm older. Ooh yeah, I take the fall. I just eat a muffin, put on some burlives, do some out exercise, make love to my wives. And when I come, need to take a pill. When I eat dairy, I get very ill. I'm old.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Powerful stuff.
Feels good. So what was that called?
That song's called Light the Fuse, Ellipsis. I'm too old for this shit. First wow. Solo song, deep. Man.
Nice. Loved it. Absolutely. That's going to be a smash.
But yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I mean, this has been real good, but I got to get out of here, you know?
I'm a busy man.
I got to get out. I'm getting out right now.
Just see you later, James. Hey, Bill, we love you.
Wow.
I honestly can't believe he turned out.
That was incredible. Man.
I feel like the first time.
Hey, you guys still recording in here?
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, James Hitch.
Welcome back, James Hitch.
You just missed. Oh. I feel like my whole body has an erection.
I was trying as hard as I could to avoid James Hetfield because, like, honestly, what a fuckwit. But,
to be honest, he was a great guest.
Down to earth, yeah. You know.
It's like a rip.
I mean, do you know they stole like all of Megadeth's songs? Did you know that? All of Megadeth's songs?
I'm pretty sure every song that Dave Mustaine wrote, he's credited in.
Okay, look, I don't want to have to educate all you guys on the annals of thrash metal. So I think I'm just going to have to close out this one. We'll argue about it later. So we've got an ad coming up. Listen to it. I said the contact details before. This is the end of episode 3 of Bros Brews Monday Cruise. Good night.
Bros Brews Monday Cruise.
Bros Brews Monday Cruise.
Bros Brews Monday Cruise.
You got the bros and the brews and the Monday Cruise.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed the potty, please smash that subscribe button.
And give us a rating on iTunes. 5 stars only, please.
I'm actually cool with 4. But let's be honest, it costs you literally nothing to bump a 4 up to a 5.
Also, please tell your friends about us.
Please tell your friends about us.
Please, please tell someone. Help! I'm trapped in your phone!